right, let's see now. What did we just hear? Oh, yes, local bands. First, new single from Jamie Murphy, singer-songwriter, guitarist that just got released. It's called Impersonal World. Good song there. Then you heard the classic local band Primary Colors with Wildlife. Primary Colors was formed in 1981 by members of La Peste, The Neighborhoods, Pastiche, and The Atlantics. All pretty big bands around town at that time, as is. And drummer Ray Fernandez, the member who had been in The Atlantics and is currently in the Billy Connors Project, sent this to me. I'm pretty sure I saw Primary Colors in a club back then. It's hard to remember everything from back then, but I'm pretty sure I did. Then you heard Mission Sound, which was sent to me by Aaron Preziosi, singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, though he's primarily been a drummer. He's played live with lots of local musicians in a variety of locations, and on this song, his brother, Tom Preziosi, is on lead guitar, and Aaron plays all the other instruments. Great guitar there. And speaking of guitar, you know what time it is? Oh, wait a minute. First, I should tell you, you are listening to WMFO in Medford, Mass., Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. And as I was about to tell you, yes, serious guitar time is here. And I'm going to start with Peter Frampton's cover of Willie Dixon's I Just Want to Make Love to You from the brand new album All Blues by the Peter Frampton Band. The Fabulous Thunderbirds frontman Kim Wilson is on harmonica on this tune. Frampton's always loved to play the blues and decided to do this album of blues covers. And sadly, he's been diagnosed with an autoimmune progressive muscle disorder, so while he can still play, he's doing it. He's doing the Peter Frampton finale, the farewell tour. It's going to be at the Bank Pavilion in Boston tomorrow night, and I am really looking forward to that. I've never seen Peter Frampton live, and I always remembered him from, you know, the stuff that was a big hit with Frampton Comes Alive back then, and I didn't realize he's also a really good guitarist. I've been hearing about that lately, and it's true, so I'm really looking forward to seeing him tomorrow night. And that's why some of you listen to my show on Tuesday nights on WCAC, and I won't be doing my show tomorrow night because I will be seeing Peter Frampton. And I believe Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience is opening for him, so that'll be quite a show. So what I have here, like, is Peter Frampton Band doing a cover of Willie Dixon's I Just Want to Make Love to You. Great song as is. You know, when I was back at Tufts many, many moons ago, the band Foghat had a cover of I Just Want to Make Love to You that was, it was on the radio a lot back then. And this is kind of funny. My boyfriend in college, his nickname was Foghat. And it turned out it started because he and his friend, like when they were freshmen, used to have lunch together, and he used to always put this song on the jukebox, so his friend started calling him Foghat, and that nickname stuck. In any case, so here is Peter Frampton with I Just Want to Make Love to You. All day. I don't want
I'm turning around. strength when you know you're strong. And you're trying to keep the people off your trail from all your weakest moments and all the times you fail. There are so many faces in your disguise. Show me something fake, I want the real. Cause pain won't hurt if you embrace the fear. Can't find no peace if you run away. There's no tomorrow if you live in yesterday. There are so many faces in your disguise.
That was some serious guitar time for you. First, I heard Peter Frampton's cover of Willie Dixon's I Just Want to Make Love to You from his brand new album, All Blues. And as I said, he's going to be playing tomorrow night at the Bank Pavilion in Boston as the Peter Frampton finale, the farewell tour. I'm looking forward to that. Then you heard Andy Timmons with Carpe Diem, excuse me, from his 2018 album Ear Ecstasy Remastered, which he remastered from the original mixtapes from his 1994 album Ear Ecstasy. Timmons used to be in the glam metal band Danger Danger, but then spent many years as a session guitarist doing solo work. He's played with a number of cats, including Simon Phillips and Kip Winger, separately, of course. Then from Germany, you heard Four Cool Cats. There's bass player John Macalongo is an American who lives in Germany. He sends us material. And there's a brand new song from them, The Beast. Serious guitarist there, Guy Evenvandel. Great stuff there. Then you heard local guitarist Ben Cody, who I saw at Thunder Road in Somerville recently. Loved him. Great stuff. Ben's the vocalist as well as the lead guitarist for this power trio, the Ben Cody Band. And that was Ex-Girlfriend's Club from his 2019 album, Get Your Licks In. Then you heard George Foster with Secrets from his 2019 album, Divine Soul Ride. It's the debut album for the Los Angeles-based guitarist, who long ago was in Wayne's World as a guitarist. And coincidentally, I saw Wayne's World on cable the other day, and I had forgotten that I had read this, that he was in it. And then later I said, oh yeah, and I did see him there, but I wish I had realized it at the time. That's pretty cool. And let's see now, what do I have for you next? Let me see. Oh, I know what I've got for you. This will take me a minute to get this. I just heard this last week on Mark Skin Radio, and some of you know Mark Skin Radio. I do a show on there also on Thursday nights from 10 to midnight, though I won't be doing it this Thursday. I've got something else happening. This is album from Santana, Guitar Heaven, the greatest guitar classics of all time. And I had never heard this before till I heard it on the radio the other day, and I have the album too. And this is a cover of the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps with Carlos Santana playing, and features India Ari and Yo-Yo Ma. So here is Santana with While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Thank you. All right, you just heard Jackal with the Lumberjack from their album. Where is it? With all these CDs all over the place here. It was a self-titled debut album, yeah. And if you thought you heard a chainsaw on there, you did. I actually saw them live one time. They were opening for Aerosmith, actually. I happened to be on vacation in Montreal and found out Aerosmith was in town, and they were at the Montreal Forum, which, you know, where the Montreal Canadiens always played, and I was pretty excited about that because I love hockey. So it turned out to be easy to get ticket there. The scalpers were like, it's not illegal, but they were very out in the open. So we went to see Aerosmith, which was pretty cool because people were thinking, oh wow, these guys from Boston, you know, they were all people were sitting there were all excited about that, and that was fun. I don't know. So anyway, what was I saying? I'm losing my train of thought. Anywho, so they turned out we didn't know it, but Jackal was the opening band. So we actually did see the lead singer, Jesse James Dupree, playing that chainsaw, and it worked. It worked in that song. Definitely worked. I'm trying to see where I'm at now. This is getting a little confusing here. Sometimes when I'm playing CDs, I don't remember what's where. Okay, which one am I, did I just play, and which one am I playing now? You know, it's a little confusing. This is, I don't know what's in there. I don't know what's in there. You know what I'm going to do? Let me see what else. Like, oh, you know what I should do? I should play a PSA because I haven't done that for a bit. I'll do that in a moment, and I'll see what I got for you. Alrighty, let's see. Okay. What do we have? Something. Here we go.
A minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
and whiskey make me wild. Get a couple of glasses and let's get drunk in style. I'm talking about cognac. Careful now, it sneaks up on you strong. Yeah. If the late Buddy Waters was here drinking with us, no more money, but I got Keith Richard. How about you, Beck? Come on in here now.
I can't remember the last time I told you what we were listening to. Well, let's see. There was Jackal with the Lumberjack. Yeah, I did tell you about that. Then you heard Salty Dog with Simsalabim. I was going to play something else, but it's okay. They're all good songs on their album, Every Dog Has Its Day, which was around somewhere around 1990. I don't have it right in front of me, but great album. It was their only album. Then you heard a local band, the Cast Irons, their new song, Breathe. They just put that out recently. And then I gave you a little bit of Serious Guitar to end this show. It was from Buddy Guy's album, The Blues is Alive and Well. That was Buddy Guy, joined by Jeff Beck and Keith Richards, doing Cognac. I love that song, and I still remember I used to go see Buddy Guy and Junior Moelz at a club in Cambridge. It was called Jonathan Swift's. It was like postage stamp size, tiny place. And my buddy used to always be drinking cognac, so I get a kick out of this song. Let's see, did I did put, okay. So my show's just about over now, and my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And there's a new DJ to the station coming in now. His name's Alex Cumming, and he's got the folk and acoustic show starting imminently. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a left.
You are not going to
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy
and Brett
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past and the first three lights
happy
and then take
it.
The next left.
I don't really
then
think she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
you should be
who
there.
Am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.